Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Patriots Friday, and Pop Douglas will join us in a moment. Ryder Cup about to get underway at Bethpage and Shime. It is absolutely jammed with fans this morning, bright and early. If you're watching the show on YouTube or on Twitch, because we are back on Twitch, then you can take a look at the excitement down there. Wow. And everybody is ready for the first group to tee off in about 5 minutes. So
up and down the fairway, and the sun hadn't even risen yet.
We will keep you up to date on all of that. Pop Douglas is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. Pop Douglas also brought to you by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by Zondark Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. And Pop Douglas brought to you by findmassmoney.gov. Morning, Pop.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing great. You guys have had a week to look at film on that loss and practice and listen to Mike Vrabel and the coaches. Well, what's been the predominant message this week for you guys?
I say, move on. We have that, that game is trash. It's over. Time to move on to the Panthers.
Yeah. We got an Edelman phone, AAF phone situation. I don't know how this happens every single week. It's wild.
It's in the bowels of Gillette, I think.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Where are you, Pop? Are you in the weight room, or where are you right now?
Yeah, I'm in Gillette. I'm right outside the stadium.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay. I need that again, because you disappeared for a moment. But go ahead. Give me it again. What was the message this week?
Move on, next week, man. You just got to move on and on to the next week and on to the Panthers.
Okay.
Pop, talk a little bit. I know there's been a lot of, questioning going on last week's game about that last play. Now, I don't know, heading out of the huddle pre-snap, are you aware of where the sticks are every time you step out of the huddle? And was that a route that...
Correct.
Was that a route that maybe you probably should have took past the sticks?
That's a 2-3 yard route. I'm like right at the sticks. Probably should have took it probably one more revolution, probably one more yard, if I was going to try to make that type of move.
Mm-hmm.
Should I say?
Pop. It's easy for us to watch and fans to watch and say, why didn't he do this? Why didn't he do that? But when you're in the moment, what was going through your mind and why did you choose to go the way you did?
It's to make a play. As soon as I came back for the ball, it kind of pushed me back a revolution. So that's when I answer, I'm somewhere around it because I know I was at the sticks. And then I came back for the ball, got it, and then I was supposed to go forward. That was me supposed to go forward, knife. That was me trying to make a play. That was me trying to make a play more than it should have been.
Pop, I think what was a frustrating component to that was that it appeared after the game that you were smiling about it. Were you just is that just sort of a default mechanism that you don't really know what to say, so you just try to make light of it? Or did that, you know, did that frustrate you all week after being unable to get the first down?
Wait, say that again?
After the game, when you were talking to the media, there was some laughs, mm-hmm. and you were smiling about the play, and it rubbed some Patriots fans the wrong way because they felt like you weren't as angry as they were following the fourth down.
Yeah, I mean, I was mad about it, but I can't let that steal my joy. You know, there's always going to be a smile on my face. You know, I felt like I was blessed with to smile, and I always smile regardless of, you know, a lot of things. I smile. That's just me. But I feel like, don't get me wrong, though, I was definitely, you know, disappointed about it. I know I could have done, you know, definitely something different, but, you know, it happens. It happens to the best. And I feel like, you know, if I could take it back, I would, but I can't. And, you know, on to the Panthers now.
Well, you know, Pop, it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. So I I appreciate that approach.
Sure does. Yeah.
Show them pearly whites, like my mama used to say.
Yes.
Pop, when you start to look at, you know, your production, maybe the receiver room production, what do you feel like you guys could do more of to become even more productive just from, you know, the wide receiver room?
I think, you know, just go to practice and, you know, practice hard and show the plays that, you know, that we can do. You know, I feel like, you know, as we practice, it comes to game reality. So I feel like we just need to, you know, take practice like a game, treat practice like a game. We do. Don't get me wrong. We do. And, you know, I just feel like we just fell short. I can't say, like, receiver production. Drake is one of the leading, you know, quarterbacks, you know, with yards. I know it's going to tight, but it's going to all of us. We have a lot of playmakers. So, I mean, it's hard to get the ball to all of the playmakers. We have people who can make plays with the ball, tight ends, running backs, receivers, even Drake, you know, with his legs. And sometimes you can't – that would be selfish of, you know, a lot of us to be like, man, I'm not having a lot of this production. And we're not even
– Pop, we're uh-huh. losing you again on the phone. Maybe you could just step a couple yards forward.
Yeah, let me. Can you hear me?
No, we can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, now we can hear. Yes, we can hear you now.
I forgot. No.
Pop, we can hear you now, but when you look at both of your losses, it does feel like they're losses that come from a game of missed opportunities. You're in it. You can. Those are winnable games for you guys. That must be frustrating for you. How do you fix that moving forward?
You know, we just got to clean up the little mistakes that we're having, and, you know, we got to take more care of that ball. You know, I feel like that's one of the main things, you know, because we're in these games. We're definitely in these games, and sometimes I feel like, you know, we're beating ourselves because, you know, the turnovers, and I feel like, say my play, you know, that fourth down play, you know, we just beating ourselves, and I feel like once we clean that stuff up, man, we're going to be a good team, you know. Our coaches do a great job of the game planning. You know, against these guys, against the teams that we play, we just got to bring it from the practice field to the game field.
Pop, when you start to say you guys are beating yourselves, I've been around a lot of football, and I think the biggest thing is the little things that sometimes can get overlooked. What are you guys doing as a team and you personally to make sure you're not overlooking the little things, like you said, getting that extra yard so when you do catch it, you're beyond the sticks? Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, details. The details really matter in this league. Details, you know, it really matters. You know, one little detail off, man, and then, you know, it could cost you the game, or it could hinder something. You know, that really matters. You know, in the NFL for sure.
All right. Go ahead,
Pop. What would it mean for the defense to have Christian Gonzalez back on the field Sunday against the Panthers?
All right, that'd be good. You know, Gonzo, man, he's a dog. And I can't wait to see my guy back on the field, you know, especially, you know, coming in with him. There's like a couple of us left, you know, in that 2023 group. And it's good to see, you know, guys who came in with balling. And I can't wait to see him come back and, you know, come back to ball.
Any word, I don't know if you can tell us or not, but are you expecting that Cardi B will be at a game this season?
I don't know. That's a great question. I know it's going to be televised when she do.
I'm hoping she shows up.
Same.
Yeah.
Let me know what game so I can pull up.
Yeah, Wiggy wants to pull up when she's there. All right. Hey, Pop, we'll let you go get to work, and if you could, go get us go get a win for us, if you could, this week.
Nah, yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
All right, we appreciate you. There he is, Pop Douglas. What?
I love the smiling answer. Sorry. I know that a lot of people are going to hate it. Love it.
You like it.
Yeah, I'm not going to let it steal my joy.
Nobody's going to steal his joy.
Yeah, like I...
You're full of joy.
No, yes, but I just think...
Right now, especially.
Yes, I think that we just... put such an emphasis on wanting guys to be so angry all the time and so this and so that, like that was such an honest answer. Mm-hmm. And I think that he could get made fun of for it. It's such an honest answer. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, Texter says he seems like a really, really good kid.
Yeah.
Pop Douglas. So
well, I wish I had that ability. He seems like he has it, the ability to not allow things to steal your joy.
Yeah. It's a different world. You know, he comes probably from, you know, he's from a different whatever, and just
Pop, we're losing you again on the phone. Maybe you could just step a couple yards forward.
Oh. Absolute killer, Greg. I love you.
What do you mean?
That was such a good joke.
I didn't mean that.
Yeah, sure you didn't.
No, that's how I measure distances, yards.
Same. Yeah.
Well, hopefully he learned from me. You know?
Yeah.
That's so good.
He said I should have gone forward.
Yeah, he should have took another step.
A revolution.
Yeah, that means he should have went another.
Rabel's exact word. I'm
another yard
sure.
forward. Always know where those sticks are. My piece of advice, always know where the sticks are, especially fourth down. Make sure you're beyond it so when you do catch it, you don't have to worry about anything but getting down.
Shime, it's old head, but could I get a revolution rejoin?
Sure.
From the Beatles?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you got it.
I thought OAR, of a revolution.
Yes. Also a great choice, Curtis. Well done by you.
Crazy game of poker. That's too long. It's like 14 minutes. We don't have time for that.
Well, okay. It's Friday. Let's start it early.
I mean, we can play the studio version. Sports to get through.
There's a lot of sports. A
lot of sports to get to on the show. All right. Well, coming up, they said it. And we will find out whether what Rory McIlroy said about America changes Curtis's opinion.
Sports.
That is coming up, among everything else, during They Said It. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox dropped their last with the Blue Jays. 6-1 was your final over the border, with Toronto scoring all of their runs in the bottom of the sixth. Brian Baio went 5 innings, giving up 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out 3. Magic number stays at 1. The Sox now have the Tigers tonight to start the series that ends the regular season. 7-10 first pitch with Kyle Harrison on the mound. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Patriots have the Panthers on Sunday. Kickoff is at 1 at Gillette, but before that, we will be at Lincoln Tavern in Southie for the Jameson Brunch to watch Steelers-Vikings at 9:30 a.m. from Dublin.
Full show, I think, almost in attendance, right?
I'll be there.
You will be there. Wiggy, you're going to be there.
I'll be there.
Curtis, are you coming over with James?
I will.
Okay. 9 a.m. kickoff, correct?
Yes.
All right. I love it.
You can't spell Jameson without James.
Yes. So true.
That is true. Yes.
Before that, on Saturday, BC has Cal at 3:30. UMass has Missouri at 7:30. And happy Ryder Cup to all who celebrate. Morning foursomes just started with Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas for USA versus John Rahm and Tyrell Hatton out there for Europe. Afternoon four ball starts at 12:25. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
Well, that one there for Pop Douglas, who told us moments ago he just needed one more revolution. That was it, Wiggy. One more revolution, and things could have gone so differently. But but it's a Patriots Friday, and they are back at it. Ryder Cup Friday. Shime, you got an update for me?
Sure do, Greg.
USA, one up through one hole. Well done by you.
Oh, America.
JT and Bryson take the first hole.
Did he drive the green?
I haven't seen a highlight. I will try and find it.
This is going to kill me. I may have to get... I've been in the YouTube chat of late.
Yes.
Because we lost Twitch for a little while there. Twitch is back. Hello and good morning. Thank you, Twitchers. Missed you. I may have to switch out of YouTube chat and then go to just watching Ryder Cup action while the show is on. I may be distracted.
I can get you on split screen if you would like.
Oh, you can. Okay,
yeah.
Courtney, I'll do that. You probably saw it this morning. Greg, do you think it's a coincidence that the Twitch chat is back right as the Virgin cruise ship lands in Boston Harbor?
I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. I have no idea, Curtis. We are going to get to court.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Courtney in today's news in about 20 minutes at 7:45. Weekly wrap-up of everything that happened here in sports with Acrobatic at 8:45 this morning. And then because it is a Patriots Friday, Nick Kostos will tell you how to wager this weekend coming up at about 9:30. But right now, this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Okay, they said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. If that is you, call Ketch's Law today. Shime, what is first?
Well, Greg, quickly, Ryder Cup update. He almost drove the first green. He attempted to, didn't quite get there, but he then walked in like a putt from 15 feet. So Bryson is cooking on the first hole already. But speaking of the Ryder Cup.
Almost on number four at Granite Links, you almost got your ball out of the sand trap on the third attempt, I remember correctly.
Definitely, yep.
Curtis,
exactly.
Your caddy was there ready to rake.
Yep, yeah. Tough day. Okay,
yeah. And then you threw the rake at me.
Nope, that was a club in a different hole. So speaking of the Ryder Cup, Rory McIlroy spoke to the media and talked about how much he loves America. Let's see if we can turn Curtis's cold heart in favor of Rory McIlroy.
Everyone wanted to make it in America. It's the land of opportunity. And I still believe it's the greatest country in the world. And if you come here and you work hard and you dedicate yourself, you can be or do whatever you want. I am unbelievably grateful and lucky that I got to come to America early on. And I think success is celebrated here. I think there's a wonderful sense of work ethic. And yeah, as you know, I live here. My wife is American. My daughter is American. You know, I have a lot of affinity towards this country, and I think everyone that lives here should have that same affinity because it is a wonderful place.
Okay, Rory.
Oh, please. Mm-hmm. It's like he should have started by, I know that Americans are starting to hate me, so here we go. Like, that's what he's doing.
Really?
He knows that he's lost a lot of American fans recently because he's a complainer. That's what he does. He just complains.
Do you remember when he said we should boycott Liv and anybody who joined it? And then a month later, he's like, let's get lunch.
Well, if he does complain, then I guess he is American because we got a lot of complainers out in America. In America.
You're a complainer, Coach. Yeah.
Well, I'm a proud American complainer.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's more the douchey stuff, like yelling at other guys' caddies in parking lots, and I just don't.
Oh, he's definitely American. Then if
I don't, I don't vibe with that. It's not my vibe. So
yeah, I will. Outside of a, you know, a total and complete change to everything in his life, I will gladly root against Rory for the rest of time.
Is he using a legal driver this week or no?
I believe so.
How about that? Immediately goes to Scotty Scheffler, who's never said a bad word about anybody. What a dink.
All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, let's hop over to football for a moment, because former New England Patriot Tyquan Thornton has seen a bit of a revival in his career over in Kansas City. Spoke to the media yesterday and talked about his time in New England and advice he has for young NFL players because of what he learned. Here was Tyquan Thornton.
Man, that moment was pretty huge for me, because I know, like, my time there in New England while I was there, you know, the media used to try to beat up on me a little bit bad, you know. So I remember, like, just, you know, not having the best game of my career, being a young player, you know, going to Twitter and seeing, like, you know, the media just beating you up. So I used to get down on myself a little bit, but, you know, just looking at myself in the mirror, just knowing who I truly am, you know what I'm saying? Keeping my head high, you know, just keep pounding at the rock and, you know, just keep working. Now, like, it's starting to show a little bit. So I just want to keep on getting better and just keep on improving.
Have you been looking at Twitter, or did you say that's just not healthy for me? I'm not going to look for that.
Yeah, it's not really healthy at all, being a young player. So if you're a young player, I'll give you the advice. Like, if you're not doing well, don't look at Twitter at all.
Smart.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, don't let Twitter bother you. I mean, seriously?
I mean, like Pop said, don't let it steal your joy.
Yeah, you go out there and you play. Like, if you're going to look at it, don't let it bother you. It is what it is. You should know, if you ain't performing and people are saying you ain't performing, you should be like, yo, they right.
Yeah, Tyquan Thornton said, just drop it like I do.
Who has more to lose with a loss this weekend, Chiefs or Ravens?
It's definitely the Chiefs. Like, I don't even think it's remotely close. Because especially if you look at the Ravens' schedule, there's a portion of the schedule they could just rattle off 8-9 in a row because all of their opponents stink. And their division isn't that good. The Bengals are terrible because they don't have Joe Burrow anymore. The Steelers, we saw them last week. They're not that good. Right. And then the Browns have no offense and are only defense. And they've already beaten them once. So it's like the Ravens could finish 9-7 and win that division if they wanted to.
KC is just like... If they that would make them 0-4, right?
No, 1-3.
1-3.
One and three.
Yeah.
And
they beat the Giants.
And it looks bad. Like, when you watch KC, their offense doesn't look good. Defensively, they're okay. If they go, you know, and I guess it depends on how they lose to Baltimore, but it just looks bad for them.
And they're in a tougher division. Like, the Chargers are dominating currently.
Right.
They look awesome.
Denver's good.
The Broncos will figure it out. Bo Nix has struggled, but that team is good, especially that defense. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, this game means way more to Kansas City, in my opinion, than it does to Baltimore.
Okay, what's next?
Well, Greg, another quarterback that has been dealing with some criticism is Tua Tagovailoa, a guy we saw and beat a couple weeks ago. Him and Cam Newton seem to have a beef going on. Cam Newton been criticizing Tua quite a bit. And so Tua decided to try and clap back, even though he told us the week of the Patriots game he doesn't really look at media or anything like that, decided to clap back at Cam Newton. Here was Tua Tagovailoa.
Anybody can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure, but, you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way, or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there are those who that's their job is to comment on what you're doing.
Right.
I
get it. Like, if you're going at
some of them are former NFL players.
Right. I get it. If you're going at somebody who's never played quarterback, who's commenting on it, and you're like, well, it ain't easy to play it. You know, all you do is write articles and talk about playing quarterback, but you never played. Cam was an MVP in the NFL. It's like,
I almost had a $30 million a year deal here. If you had been the GM.
Close. Yeah, he would have been. I mean, he almost did have one, but he has proven he could play and be successful in the NFL and carry a team to a Super Bowl, even though they lost.
He's attacking a guy. He's saying it's easier to click and watch and criticize than to play the game. The man that you're talking about was an MVP.
Right.
I mean,
can we go back to something? Didn't we play an audio cut from Tua last week where he's like, my kids play video games. I don't listen to anything on TV. I don't hear what anybody says.
Correct.
And then every day he's bitching about something someone said about him.
Yeah. That was a magic time when Cam Newton was on the New England Patriots and on this show.
It was a good time.
What a great guest he was.
Seven wins.
I go home. Yeah. I'm with my kids, with my family. The kids want to watch Disney Channel or Disney Plus. Like, going to put whatever's on for them. Then I'll play, like, games with my wife while I'm there. So I wouldn't say I get to hear a lot of that or see a lot of that.
Yeah, doesn't sound like that's the case there, Tua, but oh well.
The Cam Newton discussion reminds me that we have yet to get to Robert Kraft accepting a 9% investment in the football team, 8%, whatever the number is. That's interesting, that news yesterday.
Why is it that every story that's the big story today breaks at 10:08?
I don't know.
But, yeah, I saw a lot of this, people saying, why wouldn't you have Brady do it? Brady got a discount in Vegas. The Krafts aren't going to do a discount, which is unfortunate. Private
equity. Get it? So Tom got a discount investing in the Raiders.
Yeah.
And he put a little group together, right?
Right. Like Seymour and a couple other guys.
Yeah.
I have all the confidence in this guy. Dean Metropoulos, he's like a Greek legend. He saved Twinkies.
What do you mean a Greek legend?
I'm going to tell you. Oh. He saved Twinkies.
Really?
Yeah. So if he can Greg save Quinn. Twinkies.
He saved Twinkies?
He can save, the Patriots.
He can save the New England Patriots.
Yeah. That's like his claim to fame.
Wow.
That's great.
So, the more you know.
Did he ever consider putting any real food products in Twinkies?
Probably not.
No,
what's the fun in that? No.
I the way they haven't spent money, and then this money right here, I don't get it. I don't, like, how much money do you need before you start actually investing in a team that wins?
I'm guessing that it's probably very similar to the Celtics situation, where it might be an estate planning thing.
Okay. Like, I mean, but they're not going to sell. Like, do you think Jonathan's going to sell the Patriots?
No.
No, but you do have to, you know, the government, when I don't even, jinx-wise, I don't. But when somebody passes away, you do have an onerous tax from the government. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes people around the individual try to get money beforehand.
Okay. Liquidate for some of the cash so that you can pay the taxes and not have to worry about it. Got it. Okay.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also pretty cool, this guy's son, Darren, purchased the Playboy Mansion in 2016.
All right.
Oh, really? Is that the one you went to with your dad?
Yes. All right. All right. We didn't get past the gate, unfortunately, but I do have a photo of, like, you know, 14-year-old
I bet maybe
me.
You could get in now if you wanted to.
I know.
Right. You got to connect.
That's not discussed enough on this show.
No.
Yeah.
That her lifelong goal was to be a
playmate.
Centerfold.
No, it wasn't to be a playmate. It was to have a centerfold.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Which is different.
Is it?
It is.
Still are a playmate.
No, but like to have a centerfold, you'd have to be famous. So I think my main goal was to get famous and then to get a centerfold.
Right.
Centerfolds are tastefully done. Like your bits are all covered. Yeah.
I don't think they
are. You still show some hoo-has.
No, not in the centerfold. Like Kim Kardashian's with the pearls, very tasteful.
Well, Kim's already out there. I mean,
right. We already seen her, but I think most celebrities go in there and show some nudity, especially up top. You got to at least show your knockers.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, no, I looked up the address and went.
Knockers?
Yeah. Well, I want to keep it. I don't want to get banned from Twitch I say chesticles.
Just say boobs.
Your naughty pillows.
So then you said to your father, I love John Cox, one of the greatest human beings ever. Hey, can we go by the Playboy Mansion? Because my dream is to be a centerfold. And he said, yes, I'll drive you by there.
He claims I never said the centerfolds part. My mom and I look at each other like, yeah, I did. But we were staying in Laguna Beach, and we had one day where we went to like Beverly Hills and I got to see everything over there.
Did you see LC?
That was why we went to Laguna, was because of the show. But I looked up the address and said, Dad, that like I really want to go by. It was during the time of Girl Next Door, their TV show.
Yeah.
So my mom and I watched the TV show. Mm. So I got out, got a photo outside the gate. It's between that and when I look back at my college dorm, and I had a Lily Pulitzer poster that I had my dad, God bless him, every fall hang above my bed, and it said, get naughty. But it was N-A-U-T-I, and it was like a Lily Pulitzer print.
My God.
It's framed in my, like, my bedroom at my parents' house now, and
your
I say,
"Dad, put up a poster in your naughty. College dorm of wow.
Get naughty, N-A-U-T-I." Oh, I had, I and then the other
so
was one said like,
son.
"Dress oh. like it's a life is a party" or something, like two Lily Pulitzer posters. Oh, God, but I look at it all the time now, and I said, "I can't believe yeah. that you allowed me to have
They're
that."
They're free spirits, though. We know that. So that
They're really
when you grow
not.
Up in a swing
They're community. Really not. They're like the waspiest two people that like
the fact that you were 12 years old and you and your mother were watching a show about right. Playmates. Right. It's just the gateway to sexual freedom.
Right. When he was hanging that puppy, he was winking at the neighbor, no. Mrs. Jones, no. next door, like, no. get naughty.
I know.
That is.
But yeah, no, I'll show you a photo of it. It's still
He's
hanging.
Like progressive dinner Saturday at the house.
Yes. Put the keys Smith. In the bucket.
Hey. Like a European family. You're free.
They're really not, though.
No. Get naughty.
Oh, yeah, N-A-U-T-I. It was like one of my favorites, but I didn't realize back then how inappropriate that was.
Kind of on the nose.
What if your son, your soon-to-be son, whose name we don't know, are we ever going to know it?
When he's born.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're not going to get an indication earlier. Yeah. What if he wants to be like a male stripper or something like that? Are you going to encourage that career?
I mean,
what?
What? I mean, like,
Polo makes a good living.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know. But I mean, I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
I really
you cross that bridge when
right.
you get there.
Yes,
Courtney. All you
long
can do
way to go.
Right, yeah. a long way.
Way to go.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
The key
yeah.
is all you can do is lay down a good foundation, but it's not really going to be you.
Mm-hmm.
You can raise your kids. But the streets are going to influence him. So his friends are going to be the ones that influence him to go whatever
yeah,
direction
that is. The scary streets of our leafy suburb. I don't know where
they,
that
they're
will
the wildest
take him.
Ones out there, yeah. the suburban kids. Don't
yeah.
get it twisted.
No, I agree with you.
I probably won't even be here when he's 18 and or 22.
Oh,
let's
yes.
not talk like that.
Absolutely not. Here. You'll be long gone.
No, that's not true. You're going to live forever.
And
Lindsay
by the
keeps
way,
you young.
Boomer!
A guy that looks great who I had never met, kind of one of the guys of the shadows of the show, Walshy, was at the Power Forward event last night at my table.
He's a great guy.
He's
what
solid.
A sweetheart of a guy.
Yes.
So kind,
nice.
So happy for Courtney. It was a great, great night, a great guy to meet and get to know.
Great company, Walsh Construction. They build a lot of hospitals and all those things, and Walshy is
mm-hmm.
a great dude.
He's awesome. So generous.
Yes, he is. All right. Well, that'll do it for They Said It. The news with Courtney is next on a Patriots Friday all day at WEEI.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It's time for...
The golf was beautiful. Golf can never be bad. Even if you play badly, it's still good.
The news.
If you had a bad day on the golf course, it's okay. It's better than other days.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Well, a man in California has been arrested once again for the same crime, the California butt sniffer.
The news is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with 6 locations across New England. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up?
Ryder Cup update, please, Shyam, if you could.
You got it, Greg. Justin Thomas and Bryson DeChambeau still one up through three holes in their match.
All right.
And then Scottie Scheffler and Russell Henley actually down one to Matt Fitzpatrick and Ludvig Åberg through the first hole.
Okay. I'm not worried about that at all.
Can I ask a question, Shyman? I apologize if you've already said this
Go
and
ahead.
I wasn't paying attention. Did you bet on this?
No. The only bet I made, and Greg and I talked about this very briefly yesterday, was under 10.5 matches to be determined on the 18th hole. That's the only thing I bet on because I was very nervous that Team Europe would win, and I didn't want to feel the heartbreak of USA losing and lose money, so I just decided not to place a wager.
Okay, news time. Courtney.
FBI Director James Comey is to be charged with perjury. Comey has been criminally charged with 2 felonies, both related to a lie allegedly told to Congress back in 2020. During the 2020 testimony, Comey doubled down to the Senate that he had not been authorizing leaks to the press when he was FBI director during 2016 investigation. So Comey will need to be arraigned in court, which is currently set for October 9th, in a video he released.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, he said, I'm innocent, so let's have a trial.
It's interesting to me. Hardly ever does anybody get charged with perjury, whether it's in court or in front of Congress. And I don't know why.
Is it hard to prove?
I don't think it is, because most everything is recorded now. I don't know. There have been cases here recently where I feel like people have perjured themselves and nothing ever happened.
Which is why people all of a sudden have a case of amnesia when they're in front of people, like Whitey Bulger's brother Billy, when he says, I can't recall.
Right.
So, but yeah. This seems pretty, I mean, whatever. My opinion doesn't matter. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Matters to me, Curtis.
Same.
I hope that both sides find middle ground.
It just quickly, Mitch has a photo now. If you want a visual of what my bedroom at my parents' looks like, those are the posters that were above all my bed every year in college.
And that's still like that today?
Yeah, now they're framed. They were just posters. Now they're framed.
What is that, in case you go back or something? I mean, you're your 30s.
I know, but Santa and I go and hang out with my parents a lot, so we sleep there. They're making a nursery.
You and Santa like to sleep under the Get Naughty poster?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Life is a potty, dress like it.
Yeah. What did your roommate think of it?
She loved it.
Did she have matching one of her
No, we didn't match back then, but yeah, no, I was a big Lily Pulitzer girl, so.
What's Lily Pulitzer?
It's a brand.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah. All right. We have the first human case of West Nile diagnosed in Boston. Yeah, this has me freaked. According to the Boston Public Health Commission, the resident, a man in his 50s, is being treated. His condition is improving. Now, this is what scares me. He has not recently traveled outside of the city.
Yeah.
So this had to have happened in Boston.
You're aware that we have mosquitoes in the city of Boston.
Of course. I thought that we were in the clear once we hit fall. You guys informed me this morning that it has to be the first, real frost.
Correct.
Skeets everywhere, man.
I have the universal donor blood, and they freaking eat me alive.
Really?
Awful.
You have the good blood?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, you got to be careful out there.
I will.
So health officials urge at-risk residents to adjust outdoor activities, to avoid peak mosquito hours, which is from dusk to dawn, and to wear long clothing.
Okay.
There was a crazy wild fire at Sugar Bush Resort in Vermont last night.
Oh, no.
The photo, Mitch has it, is terrible.
Holy cow.
It destroyed the clubhouse and the restaurant. Police responded to the scene around 10:30 p.m. Luckily, no one was injured. The golf course is closed today, but they say that they will be reopened for the weekend.
Wow. So it's just the golf course. No damage to the ski resort.
Correct. Yeah, this is the clubhouse and the restaurant that were destroyed.
Okay.
We can hear from Josh Bleh from Sugarbush on NBC 5 Vermont.
But this building definitely has a lot of history. You know, this is a Robert Trent Jones senior design course that's been open for, you know, decades and decades. So certainly sad when something like this happens and you sort of lose that piece of history. But certainly, hopefully we can take some of this and move it into a new chapter.
We have been invited back to Loon and back to Wachusett for snow shows. Is everybody in on snow shows?
Yeah.
Where do we stand on how many we should do? Whether we should do, you want to do more than two?
I have a place that I want to do for a snow show.
You do?
Yeah.
Where?
I want to do Stratton.
Okay.
Where's that?
Vermont. Right.
That's in Vermont. We have yet to do a snow show in Vermont.
And I just think, the village, there's so much to do around where the show could be. And also the night before, great restaurants, bars.
Okay.
I was called the C word there once, if you've forgotten. But
okay. That's what that place is.
Yes, I remember.
I've forgiven.
What do you think about a snow show, meaning it's snowing hair and we go to, Jupiter for a week?
I like that one.
I don't know.
Sell me on that. Well, all we'll day
have,
long.
I mean, I assume we'll do the show from spring training again. I don't know if you'll be able to fly.
I know.
You probably won't.
That will be really something that will hurt me a lot.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's worth it. I mean,
yes, of course.
You're going to sacrifice the whole rest of your life.
Yes.
For your child.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's supposed to be.
And my heart has already grown a little bit,
yeah,
I feel. I mean, which is hard because I'm such an empath. My heart's pretty big.
Yeah. The emotions are really going to be flying high.
Your social life, which we are well aware is one of the most important things to you.
Booming.
Over.
It's only just starting. My friends who have kids have really done a wonderful job, including the kids in the social scene.
You can't get a babysitter. You can't go out on a whim.
Yeah. No, we are going to be just fine.
You got to trust the babysitter.
My parents didn't miss a beat when it comes to me. Okay. I had a babysitter all the time. I loved it.
I would lower expectations and be pleasantly surprised as opposed to saying nothing will change.
Listen, I know my life's changing. I get that. I'm ready for it. But I just think that when people make parenthood seem like you're dying, I'm not ready to accept that.
It's not that you're living. It's like it's so invigorating. But
you know what I mean? Some people say your life's over. No. Yeah.
Well, your life now is over. You're starting a new one.
No, you'd get it back in like 20 years.
That's why we started early. So we could enjoy life when we got.
Yeah, but you missed your 20s.
That's all right.
Well, I think some people wouldn't want to give up their 20s.
Yeah, you know, 20s, like, yeah, we missed them or whatever, but now.
Did you have a Get Naughty poster at Georgia?
No, I didn't.
I can get you one if
you
want.
No, I'm good. I don't need a Get Naughty poster, but now we can enjoy it and we're still young. I don't want to be one of them, you know, I'm just trying to remember my 20s, which seems like it was forever ago.
Mm. Now, I assume he is because he's an unbelievable guy, but is Santo down with, let's say we have a road show.
Yeah.
And you have a 2-year-old at home.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take off for a day and a half. Is he down with?
Oh, yeah. Santo's like very, very good with children.
Okay.
And he has, like, we've been trying to get pregnant for a bit, but he has wanted a baby since the moment we said I do.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
But the bond is different. And then because he travels a lot with his work, right?
He travels. Yeah. And then I mean, some could say we travel a lot when it comes to certain months. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the club.
It'll be important that you just, whatever that one night a month that you get out together, that you plan something special. That'll be about it, just one night.
We're going to do date night once a week.
Once a week?
Yep. Ah.
I love Courtney's optimism.
Yep. We've already talked about it.
I absolutely love it.
We have a lot of friends that do that. You just got to get a good babysitter that you can count on once a week.
But with your anxiety, you're going to leave your little baby. You're going to be okay with leaving your little baby at
home. I'm going to be trusting of the person.
So you're going to hire somebody. It's going to cost you some bread.
Your parents will do a lot of babysitting.
Of course. Of course. We already have a wedding.
What do you mean? They will.
The Coxes love to travel and be out there.
No, they will do whatever.
The best thing about being a grandparent is you can hand the kid back at the end of the night.
Yeah, but we have a wedding in May that we already have on the calendar, so my parents know that, you know, they're going to be.
And then the other
over.
Thing that you'll notice early, and Curtis could tell you this better than anything, they love the grandparent, but the mother, especially the moms, it's like this connection, and they don't stop crying. I told you, we miss Mary J. Blige because my daughter wouldn't let us go.
I cannot wait for another little human to just want me. Like, I love my friend's kids, and I love when they give me hugs and stuff, but when they just want to go back to their mom, like, I can't wait for that to be me.
The violent scream, you're going to be like, Santa, we can't go nowhere.
Here's a parent who says, date night once a week, I'm dying right now.
Yeah.
Like, oh boy.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I love it. I love the optimism.
Thank you.
All right, we'll continue with the rest of the news.
Yeah.
Next.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hi, it's Scott McFarlane. This winter, reduce your carbon footprint by switching to McFarlane Energy's cleaner-burning bioheat fuel and enjoy a greener home at no extra cost. For new customers, we're offering great incentives like $500 off any heating system installation, free service for 2 years when you sign up for automatic heating oil delivery, plus heat your home this winter for as little as $300 a month with our budget plans. Enhance your home's efficiency while promoting a cleaner environment at McFarlaneEnergy.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, KARS CARS. Cars for Kids.
Ready to get rid of that old car? Donate it to Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS for Kids to reach a friendly live agent. Donation's super easy, and your car can be picked up as soon as tomorrow. Call us now, 1-877-CARS for Kids.
1-877-CARS for Kids.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.